And that is basically the game changer at, along this, this extensive land package. And now we're getting multi-ounce gold intersections over thin widths that are contained within, half an ounce to an ounce of material over, several meters. And that's going to change a lot of things for Cartier, because case in point, over the last 10 years, we drilled about 100,000 meters, right? Because we were essentially limited between those two property boundaries. Over the next year, well, there's no limits.
Philippe Cloutier, Cartier Resources, how are you?
I am fine. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning to you. I really want to get to it. You just had some news hit the wire, and I want to talk about that with that Agnico Eagle. Tell me about that. What is going on?
Okay, well, first of all, it's not our news. It's Agnico tendering a friendly offer for O3. And it just so happens that Cartier has a 14.2% ownership by Agnico. And by virtue of an acquisition of the O3 land package in 2022, O3 has a 13.7% ownership of Cartier. And so people could read into that what they want. At the closing of the transaction in January 23rd, if something is not accommodated, then effectively Agnico will own 28%. And I don't know the internal workings of that on Agnico's side, but for us, it's business as usual, right? Because on the one hand, Agnico has been supporting us since 2016. On the other hand, O3 became a significant shareholder by virtue of the fact that they surrendered 100% of their land holdings surrounding the Chimo mine property in 2022. And we since have delivered a PEA, a 4th resource estimate. And in 2024, those are the press releases you should have been looking at. We have put out a string of really impressive results. And I think we're due for another one this week, just before the labs shut down for the holidays.
Okay, so two questions about that. If you can, talking to somebody or the general public, with all due respect, this is huge news, but tell me about the area where you're at. Who are your neighbors in this property so we can get an idea?
Okay, so first of all, the flagship is the Cadillac project. It straddles about 20-ish plus kilometers of the prolific Larder Lake Cadillac Fault. Well, that's where all the neighbors are on. Trobe, El Dorado, Agnico, West Dome, IM Gold, and all the way out to Ontario, where, as of recently, Kirkland Lake was there until they merged with Agnico. So it is a very prospective fault zone where over 100 or 150 million ounces of gold have been poured in the last 100 years. So it is the right address to be on. The land package that we own at the eastern end of this fault zone essentially covers the area that would cover the Val-d'Or and Malartic mining camps. So it's prime real estate. And until 2022, when we acquired O3, we only had a postage stamp size property, and we acquired an envelope size property with O3. So now, it's a pretty powerful image. It's only been until 2024 that we got around to drilling this extensive land package. And the game changer was, first of all, when we acquired the land package, was to get rid of the landlocked property boundaries that we had between our small Chimo mine property and the extensive O3 mining East Cadillac property. And internally, we then discovered that the East Cadillac property was made up of about more than a dozen past competitors that each had their, you know, their landlocked, you know, their property boundary issues. There are no longer any property boundaries, and we've got room to move and expand in every direction. And that is basically the game changer along this extensive land package. And now we're getting multi-ounce gold intersections over thin widths that are contained within, you know, half an ounce to an ounce of material over, you know, several meters. And that's going to change a lot of things for Cartier, because case in point, over the last 10 years, we drilled about 100,000 meters, right? Because we were essentially limited between those two property boundaries. Over the next year, well, there's no limits. I mean, we can essentially, now we have targets for well over 100 meters, over 10 different areas, over a 10-kilometer stretch. And as I pointed out, we could extend east and west for another 10 kilometers. So it's Cartier is not the same story you may have invested in the last few years. It's a totally different story, and it's a totally different gold price environment. And now with this Agnico 3 thing, it's a totally new M&A environment for the juniors in this part of the world.
Yeah. So let's talk about ounces in the ground that you estimated it. And this is somewhat rhetorical, but I want everybody to know this. How many ounces were we talking about, and how many ounces are really what we think, again, estimate that we have right now?
Well, our last resource estimate, all categories included, was 2.3 million ounces. We did a 25,000 meter drill program on the back end of that surrounding those resources, and that was never added. So optimistically, I think we have about 3 million ounces in that very smallish area. What we've now shown is that we're hoping we could copy paste that same ounce count from surface down to about a kilometer, minimally 4 times. So we're not talking about one mine being reactivated. We're talking about an emerging mining camp, very clustered, you know, over a 10-kilometer stretch. Now, keep in mind the Chimo Mine project is a past-producing gold mine, and it ceased production in 1997, and not because of lack of ore, as we've just recently demonstrated with the resource estimates, but because the price of gold in 1997 was about $400 Canadian. And there are also technological limitations. There are also metallurgical limitations. The mine at that point did not have its own mill. And when they finally got the mill on site from another location, it wasn't calibrated for the Chimo type ore. And so now we're in 2020, wrong, the skirts of 2025, and I dare say that there are mineral processing, metallurgical processing, geological understanding that are quite modern, right? And we're looking at a totally different gold price environment.
No.
Using a $1,750 gold price, and had a gold price sensitivity analysis ranging from $1,300 to $2,200. Mm-hmm. And at the base case anchor, we're chalking in at $388 million NPV and a 21% IRR. At 22, the outer limit of our gold price sensitivity, all of a sudden the NPV was double and the internal rate of return was like 30%. So what does it look like at 2750? I have no idea, but I think the project, and the fact that the project is about a 30-minute drive away from a qualified workforce and infrastructure, because it has a 25 kilovolt power line that goes within a few hundred feet of the shaft. I mean, it is robust enough to ward off any inflationary prices or costs that are usually reserved for more remote projects. I think you have a tremendous opportunity here to see this thing come back to life. to keep in mind that, you know, when you run a PEA and you're a junior exploration company, you do so mostly out of naivety and you run a first iteration. We're seeing that we could run various iterations on this, you know, preliminary economic assessment and come up with some really robust and innovative ways to mine this thing.
Got it. Let me just make sure I heard you correctly. And just for all of our listeners, I looked up my phone just to get the current spot price on gold. This is December 16th, 2024. We're looking at $2,652 US. You mentioned that you're estimating 3 million ounces in the ground. And again, I'm very sensitive to what you can and cannot talk about and say. But you said you're looking at, correct me if I'm wrong, 4 times that amount. Was that correct, potentially?
Exactly. I mean, obviously, I'm an optimistic. I'm a prospector, a geologist, and I'm also founder of this company. So I'd like to see this grow. But since acquiring O3, we've discovered that we could light fires east, west, north, south of this thing. And so everything that we've published so far in terms of mineral resource estimate and PEA is obviously stale dated because we've clearly grown this through exploration diamond drilling over a 10 kilometer stretch. And right after the acquisition, we had drilled no less than 25,000 meters within a 500 meter radius of the past producing, the infrastructures of the past producing mine. So we know this thing is going to grow, and we're just wondering when are we going to update those numbers. And we really would not like to do that before we got it made a good run on this and drilled at least a minimally 100,000 meters of additional diamond drill core on these. We're right up to now 8 new discoveries. So, I mean, this can grow. Obviously we need to find the least dilutive way to reach that point and the fastest way. I understand, our team understands that, and rightly so, that investors out there, they have a 1200 juniors to pick from. And rightly so, they're impatient. They want to see results. They want to see them quick. And so we're ready to throw the kitchen sink at this thing, you know, because it deserves it.
Yeah. Excellent. About that, and then Steve's going to have, I think, a question about share structure. So my first question is, as you mentioned, infrastructure around you, work that out a little bit more. You said, yeah. This is not out in the middle. I mean, with all due respect, this is not a remote location. This is your next power and all of that and roads.
Yeah. Well, first of all, this is a all year round access property. I mean, I go out to any a coffee shop for a takeout coffee and get onto the property, and it's still warm, quite warm. So that spells proximity to a mining camp that's bustling with mining contractors and miners. It's an all weather road out there, 12 months out of the year. It's got a 25 kilovolt power line going right up to a few hundred feet of the previous shaft. It's got a gravel pit, fully permitted gravel pit. The tailings impoundment site was fully restored, so there's no environmental liability. And so, listen, it's in the right location, and the fact that you could readily access this thing, you're not incurring mobilization costs to bring teams out there. It's one of the rare sub-shovel ready projects left in the general area. I mean, the O3 stuff that was that Agnico's taking a look at, well, that's obviously going to solve the Canadian Malartic milling issues. And there's only, I think, one or two other projects of Cartier's and Chimo type that are left out there to be picked at. And so I want to keep adding value to it before we can't negotiate that value in any way, shape, or form.
Got it. And I like how you said that. Let's talk about share structure here. Steve, did you have a question you asked me off camera about share structure?
Yeah, I was curious, Philippe. Can you comment about what percentage of shares do you and insiders own? Are you able to talk about that?
Yes, I can. I personally have been buying shares over the last 17 years. I'm the founder of the company. I have put in 1 million Canadian dollars, and I own over 6 million shares. The remainder of the board and insiders have bought massively. Actually, they were 25% of the most recent small raise that we did hard cash. Then there's the Quebec, sovereign funds that own about 15 or 16 million shares. A new group of European investors, about 30 million shares. Six high net worth individuals in Quebec own 27 million shares. Agnico Eagle, 50 million shares. O3 Mining, 46 million shares. So that spells about 45% of the share structure. We have 356 million shares outstanding, right? So almost half of those shares are owned by or parked in a vault. And the other half, which is about 180 or 190 million shares, well, guess what? They actually traded from May 2023 to recently. If you compile all the shares that were traded out there on the TSX and the various platforms, we essentially flipped the entire float of free retail stock in a 1 year period. And so somebody is definitely nibbling at the stock, and we were actually very good at replacing that entire demographics of the long-term shareholders.
Did that answer your question, Steve?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Philippe, people want to buy you. And before we do that, I want to give a full disclaimer. I will speak for both Steve and myself. As of right now, we are not owners of Cartier Resources. However, I will speak for myself within the next 24 hours after this interview drops. That will more than likely change, full disclosure. Also, full disclosure, Cartier Resources has not paid for this interview. It is done all voluntarily, and Steve and myself are very interested investors. Philippe, if somebody wants to purchase Cartier Resources, how do they do that, and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they could go to the website, and it's www.resourcescartier.com. Resources spelt the French way with two S's in the middle and one S at the end. And Cartier, the jewelers.com. Or they could call me on my mobile, 819-856-0512. They could email me as well, which can be found on the website or on their corporate presentations. But if they want to buy the stock, they go to the TSXV Ventures Exchange, and they look up the ticker symbol ECR. If you're in Europe, well, it's SCA in Frankfurt. And otherwise, if you're an American investor, I think you could go to any one of the independent trading group or interactive platforms. And just on Stockwatch, there's about half a dozen of those. So there's several. If you really want to buy a stock, you could find a way to buy it.
Right.
If you really want to sell it, you could also find a way to sell it.
Well, that's right. Just so you know, this is not a plug, or I get nothing from Interactive Brokers. I use Interactive Brokers, and I can access your stock through Interactive Brokers. Philippe, congratulations. I do look forward to potentially becoming a shareholder of yours and growing with you. I want to wish you all the best and looking forward to chatting with you in the new year.
You guys have a very pleasant, joyful holiday and safe holiday out there. Obviously, January is going to be very exciting for us because the transaction between Agnico and O3 will be decisive. And that is planned to get closed on January 23rd.
Excellent. Well, love to have you on, and then we can discuss it then.
Well, yeah, that would be a nice kickoff for the early year, new year. All the best.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good one.